right here, fellas, let's talk about some new food items that are popping up across Major League Baseball as opening day is next week. This is the time where Major League teams will have their media contingency come out and sample all the new food items. And
the Evan Grants of the world.
Sure. This is where, yeah, you'll get a photo of Evan Grant inhaling a two-foot-long hot dog. Or
you'll have to say inhaling.
Or, yeah.
Sampling.
Yeah, completely eradicating a brisket or a beef rib.
Tasting.
Whatever. Just, yeah, Kirby sucking a whole plate of nachos. Well, however he likes to eat his food. But we have some of the highlights from around Major League Baseball, because much like we accuse, you know, your current day musician of having a hard time coming up with a new idea, because
it's all been done.
Yeah, everything's been done. I imagine that applies to the culinary world as well.
I think the food crutch is just, let's make it bigger.
Let's bigger, more oil.
Deep fry it and cover in chocolate.
Now, presentation's a big part of it, too.
Because if you're going to charge $35 or $40, yeah, you got to...
Better be in a little helmet.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat nachos out of a helmet. I want to eat nachos out of somebody's cleats.
Right, yeah. Or just hollow...
We got to kick it up.
Hollow out a bat.
Yeah.
Let me drink a milkshake out of that.
A cleat is a terrible delivery method for nachos.
And you're wondering why Wyatt Langford's out there running around in one shoe? Like, oh, wow, I actually got a game-used one. I would be interested to try a lot of these, though. Like, if the Rangers were to do a Texas State Fair style thing where they bring up some of their items and let people try them. But let's go around Major League Baseball and look at some of the weird ones from across the league. The Dodgers, speaking of needing to trick things up by changing the way the item is presented, they are serving a watermelon habanero margarita. Which, by the way, are you a spicy margarita guy?
I'm not a spicy drink guy in general, which proves that I'm not really Hispanic, because it's just not my...
Just confirming.
One of many things.
Yeah. What we already knew.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
Taqueria Ringenberg. So they are serving a watermelon habanero margarita that you can get in a souvenir cup. Now, this cup is a little Dodgers water cooler. So it looks like that. It's essentially like the little water coolers you'll see in the dugout that'll have the water, the Gatorade, or whatever. It's a shrunk down version. They put like tahine on the rim, mm-hmm, because of course it's a margarita. And yeah, now you can drink your drinks out of a little water cooler.
I mean, it would be a cool job if you were paid to come up with things like that.
Tricking stuff up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Elsewhere, we have at Marlins games this year, you can get the new machete quesadilla.
Yes.
Which apparently is served in a custom carrying case.
What does that mean? Custom?
Well, yeah, I guess you can get like your name engraved on there. Maybe like a little eagle or something.
Whoa.
Well, this machete quesadilla is a 2-foot... homemade flour tortilla griddled on a flat top with melted mozzarella and Oaxaca cheese, house marinated carne asada, smoky guajillo pepper sauce, salsa verde, and cilantro. So it's a gigantic 2-foot quesadilla.
Call me a pessimist. Homemade tortilla? They doing a little legwork on
that? They probably don't have someone's abuela back
little
there.
Little abuelita in the back, pounding them out and pressing
little,
them.
Little tortilla press. Maybe. I mean, if they're going to serve it in a carrying case, you might as well go all out and get freshly homemade tortillas right there.
It looks very good in the preview picture.
It does look good, as most food items do. When you get it, it looks like it's been mashed or thrown underneath a couch. But the promotional photo of it does look really good. And what they do now, this is a trick too, kind of a marketing ploy, to prevent you from feeling like just a gigantic fat ass. They say it's for multiple people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not going to eat a 2-foot quesadilla by yourself, are you, big boy? So share that with somebody. But then they cut to you in the crowd and you're just knocking back 24 like a, inches of quesadilla.
Unhinging the jaw.
Yeah, like a python.
Evan granting it.
Yeah, you're trying to do the 9x9 challenge with 2-foot quesadillas.
I had a moment like this the other day, like a week or two ago.
My God, he's got 18 feet of quesadillas in him.
It wasn't quesadillas, but I was getting a sandwich from the greatness of Eatsies. And the woman behind the counter, after she finished making it, asked me, "Are you going to eat all of this yourself?"
Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am. And I lied, and I lied and I said no.
For me people. And four coworkers. Well, that's what you get for ordering a party sub for lunch.
Sorry.
Every day.
They make a great sandwich. Huge fan.
Oh, yeah. Adam Romo made you tell that employee, don't fat shame your
customer. Please
your
don't shame this man. He's going to have his photo up there. Don't shame this man.
I need to call ahead so they have extra workers on the sandwich line to assemble this behemoth.
Help you carry it out.
Yeah.
All right, go get DJ's sandwich wheelbarrow so we can help him take it to his car. How about this one at Wrigley Field? So the Chicago Cubs have a new thing that... Ham, you might be interested in this because you like chicken and you like sweet things.
Yes.
They have chicken and churros.
Huh.
Which look like this. So you kind of have churros that are kind of assembled like spaghetti in a way where they're kind of thrown onto a plate. And then you have some chicken tenders on top of there with powdered sugar.
It looks deconstructed.
Well, yes, they didn't fuse them together.
I mean, I like both of those things, so you
I mean, there's
can't
no
go
reason
wrong.
If chicken and waffles things. Can work.
Yeah.
I don't know why chicken and churros couldn't.
Does it have syrup on it?
It does look like there's some syrup on here, some caramel maybe.
I like syrup.
A little butter.
Me too. I love so much syrup.
Another one that we have here, this one, actually, I'm going to save that one for last because that's the most ridiculous. DJ, I know you would like this one because you are a nacho man.
Thank you for knowing that.
Not a macho man, a nacho man.
Absolutely not.
Every time we go out to eat, I feel like you order nachos.
It's just the perfect measuring stick food, is what it is, for how much care is put into them. If you just do chips and nacho cheese, it's good.
You don't want them to go get a bag of Mission tortilla chips and put some shredded cheese and microwave it?
Look, there's nothing wrong with that. That's also good, too. But if you get,
I'm not paying for it.
If you get somebody that individually is spreading the refried beans onto each chip, though, and dressing them individually, that's how you know you
found
the one.
That's what they do at the Michelin star restaurants for their nachos.
Only the finest.
Yeah, I think I saw that in Hell's Kitchen one time where they had to sit there and put pickled jalapenos on each chip. Well,
real ones, no.
You're really going to like this because I didn't realize you were entering your Joey Chestnut phase. The Diamondbacks are rolling out their nacho bucket.
Yes.
Which is a 128-ounce Diamondback logo bucket of nachos. Again, it's
Whoa.
For like five people.
This looks like a popcorn bucket.
Yeah, again, you're not going to eat it all by yourself. And then
he would.
They're gonna cut to the Diamondbacks broadcast team, and they're like, you know, this guy down there in the Ranger cap isn't sharing that bucket with anybody.
No, his head would be at the... He'd be wearing it as like a hat.
He's got just sour cream.
Just trying to get the chips at the bottom of it.
I've eaten through the bottom. You can actually see my face through the bottom of the bucket.
Turning it upside down to funnel the remnants into your mouth.
Yeah, slapping it to get the little chip.
I'm in favor of any food served in a bucket. So, yes. I mean, you combine that with nachos.
Bucket.
Yeah. Bucket of chicken. You saying no to a bucket of chicken, Monty?
I don't know. It depends on the bucket.
If it's
I don't know, to randomly grab a place.
Don't use...
Like, if it was like
don't,
a Homer don't bucket a Homer of bucket. Pho or something. I don't know if I'm eating that. So it depends on the bucket.
Stolen value.
As life often says. Okay, here at the Pirates games at PNC Park, this sounds like something you would get at a state fair, and I would be interested in this. They have Nutella beignets.
Ooh.
Which that sounds pretty good.
Especially if it's like perfectly warm too.
Yep, the Nutella's a little melted.
Got powdered sugar all over your face, all over your mouth.
The problem is, if we decide to go on this tour of the country, people are going to be like, oh, you want to go check out these different teams and see, you know, what their presentation like. Nope. Never left the concourse.
Give me the biggest food you got.
I'm from Texas. Go bigger. Keep piling on the meat onto that plate.
Ball skeins through a no-hitter.
Doesn't matter.
Didn't see a single pitch.
I'm sorry you left the nacho cheese off my popcorn. We don't put it on the popcorn.
What do you think about this one? Because we talked about it a little bit before the show. So this is at a minor league affiliate. This is for the Augusta Green Jackets. They're a affiliate of the Braves. They have a brisket brownie, which is a split brownie with chopped brisket, caramel drizzle, and crispy bacon.
Huh.
Do you want your meats and sweets together?
I feel like that can be a little iffy because brisket can get very dry.
Or but you have the gooiness of the brownie to on dry brisket.
I don't know. I guess they'd have to send us one so we can evaluate it.
That's a good call.
Whoa, I'm looking at the photo. This thing looks awesome.
I have to mail it to you. The brownie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely give it a go because I'm unapologetic about not minding.
Because they got a waffle in this thing too.
Sweet and salty or sweet umami or whatever. Two more here before we talk to Razor. This one is at the Mets field, City Field. They have a cookies and cream egg roll.
Yeah.
So
imagine an egg roll and then they have like a cookies and cream filling inside of it. I imagine it's some kind of like cream cheese infused with like cookies or something.
So it's almost like a cannoli, not an egg
probably.
Roll?
Probably. That's probably a good way to describe it.
Okay, Ham is holding up a picture of it.
Is that the one from the Mets game, or is that just
it says
one
it's the Mets.
Okay.
Their adventurous new cookie egg roll.
Again, I'm giving it a go.
Yeah,
I don't mind
it.
I don't mind it at all.
I'm disgusting. I would eat it.
That's going to be the name of my biography. I'm disgusting. I would eat it.
The Justin Montemurro story.
Okay.
Premiering this summer on HBO Max.
The last one here is the most ridiculous. We go back to the Diamondbacks games as they are rolling out the Take Me Out to the Ball Game Shake. So this is a salted caramel shake with whipped cream, peanut butter sandwich cookies, or like Nutter Butters, Kit Kat bars,
yes,
and Cracker Jacks on top of it. Look at this idiocracy milkshake.
Okay, there's
this looks like a milkshake that would send Ham into a diabetic coma with a smile on his face.
Impossible.
That looks incredible.
Yeah.
I would absolutely get something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but that would instantly shoot your A1C up to like 13.5.
It'd be worth it.
You would go blind, you would get Sugarfoot, but is it worth it to have a milkshake covered in Kit Kats and Cracker Jack and Nutter Butters?
The key to a good milkshake, personally.
Go on.
It can't be gigantic. It can't be super tall because I don't want just it to be the milk consistency at the end. Now, at the ballpark, I imagine it might be a little bit smaller. More expensive, but a little bit smaller.
Well, they have a baseball next to it for reference.
Right, so you know it's a baseball thing.
In case anybody forgot.
Yeah.
I would be willing to travel to Arizona to get
to
these
try
offerings.
This.
Yes.
I mean, it does have two things you love, which is a gigantic 9,000 calorie milkshake and the 200 ounce nacho bucket. So you might need to take a trip out to Arizona. Maybe this time the cat won't get in the way.
Don't challenge me on a good time, sir.
Well, you got plenty of vacation days, so we know where you can spend some of those. All right. There's a look around Major League Baseball at some of the food items.